But once a problem with an outlier, so-called, has been dealt with, I think it's very important that there is some feedback and cross-fertilisation. It's not just swept under the carpet. And the screening programme, the quarks, have a need to try and inform each other if there has been a problem so that it can perhaps be avoided again in the future. And additionally, if we've got areas that have got particularly good practice, then we should recognise that and perhaps cross-fertilise with the units that whose practice falls below a standard so that they can be encouraged to improve. The college has the CORES reporting service as well, and that can be used to disseminate or share the information. And constantly, we've got to be reviewing and updating the QA guidelines so that the standards we set are acceptable for normal practice. It's no good having standards that don't comply with present-day practice. And I'm pleased to say that now the QA process has become part of the college courses where training is undertaken at the various levels. So I think Jill now lectures on one of those courses. So